Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, last week we talked about the wines of Tuscany. It really got me thinking about my other favorite region, the Piedmont.
The Piedmont.
And boy, there's some nice wines. Of course, everybody knows about Barbaresco and Barolo.
Right.
But there's a lot of other things there, too.
There are. And as you just hit on it, I mean, Barolo is probably the big name from Piedmont. And
they're
very expensive. And much the same way I feel about a whole lot of Brunello di Montalcino's tend to overprice and underdeliver. And I know that you feel very much that way about about Barolo. Well, I dived into this region and didn't taste a single Barolo.
Okay.
How about them apples?
What did you find?
Well, this is an interesting I tasted a couple of wines from Enotech Imports, and all they do is Italian wines. And so I had two things which I thought were fun and then two things which I thought were sort of serious.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is called Villa M. And this is a red, and it's 100% a grape that I was not familiar with called Brichetto. And this is just plain silly. Silly fun in a good way. It's slightly sparkling. It's only about 5 to 6% alcohol by volume. It's slightly sweet. This is just sort of a fun thing for taking on a picnic or maybe having as an aperitif. There's actually more going on here. It's not soda pop by any stretch of the imagination, so I kind of liked it. It sells for about $16, and what the hell?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Fun. I mean, you know, we are getting into springtime, so this might be a fun thing to throw into your picnic pile. Now, here's a white that I didn't know anything about. The producer is a company called Pio Iero, which is not as easy to say. To say as I just said.
I'm glad you had to say it.
Yeah, that was pretty challenging, frankly. The grape is Arnaise, and this is, one of the many different Italian whites. Properly handled, it actually shows pretty well, and it does in this particular case. What I liked about this wine is that it's very delicate, and most of the Italian wines tend to be, the whites tend to be on the more delicate side. Slightly floral, citrus flavors, and just a hint of sort of a peach note came through on this wine. Very crisp and clean. Sells for about $24. So if you want to look at something a little bit different, this is probably a decent way to look at it. I enjoyed it for what it was. Now, the reds are what the area is really known for, and a nice producer is called Paladino. I tried two from this producer. One is the Barbera d'Alba, which is obviously a Barbera grape produced in that particular region. And the other one was the Nebbiola d'Alba, which is the Nebbiola grape, which is the same grape that you're going to find in Barolo. I got to tell you, the Barbera d'Alba was very dry and very lean, and then I had it with food, and it was wonderful. So it's a classic example of you really want to have these wines with food. Sells for about $17, so it's a pretty good value. Big, silky, wonderful acidity. Just sang one as soon as I put it with some food with a little bit of red sauce, and that was from the 2011 Barbera d'Alba. The Nebbiola, loved it.
Mm-hmm.
2011, sells for about $30, so definitely a little more pricey. Fragrant, earthy berry aromas with a hint of just like rose petal, which kind of stuck out. Wonderful. Fruity yet very dry, full-bodied. I really enjoyed this one. So for $30, the Nebbiola is the way to go.
That's sort of like a decent junior varsity Barolo.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is a good way to go.
Yeah.
We're going to put all of these on the website and let people look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.